Our risen love, who called and sent the apostles, come, let us praise and adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. By all your saints still striving, for all your saints at rest, your holy name, O Jesus, forevermore be blessed. You rose our love victorious, that they might wear the crown, and ever shine in splendor, reflected from your throne. Praise God for your apostles, Saint Simon and Saint Jude. One love, one hope impelled them to tread the way renewed. May we with zeal as earnest the faith of Christ maintain, be bound in love together, and life eternal gain. Then let us praise thee, Abba, and worship Christ the Son. Adore the Holy Spirit, eternal three in one, till all the ransomed number who stand before the throne ascribe all power and glory and praise to God alone. This one command I give you, that you love each other, just as I have been loving you. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of God's hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes the message known. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There God has placed a dwelling for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun, to the furthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. This one command I give you, that you love each other, just as I have been loving you.
A reading from the letter of Jude. Beloved, remember the words spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, for they told you, in the last time there will be scoffers who will live according to their own godless desires. These are the ones who cause divisions. They live on the natural plane, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. keep yourselves in the love of God, and wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. The greatest among you must be your servant. Anyone who exalts the self will be humbled. And anyone who humbles the self will be exalted. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The greatest among you must be your servant. Anyone who exalts the self will be humbled, and anyone who humbles the self will be exalted.
You called Simon and Jude to leave their old ways of life behind and become your disciples. Call us to leave behind whatever prevents us from following you. You invited the apostles to support you with their presence and prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Make us conscious of the presence of your glory in the beauty of every day and in the faces of all those who suffer. You understood the apostles quarreling about rank and status, but explained to them that real glory comes from self-emptying service, taking the place of a slave, and giving up your life for others. May we seek not to be served, but to serve, and to be close to you in the persons and species who count for nothing in the eyes of the world. You strengthened Simon and Jude to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution and execution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Gracious God of life and love, you called Simon and Jude to stay close to Jesus and to learn from him that the most important position on earth as in heaven is being the servant and slave of all. They quickly learned that serving a community of disciples makes one a target of religious and political leaders whose power is built on wealth and violence, which lord it over others. May we who celebrate their lives and legends on this feast learn from their example that sitting in glory with Christ means finding and serving him in the least of our brothers and sisters. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.